Grain futures, we are higher today on the soybeans and corn, making new highs for the week, making new highs for the year on soybeans. This has been a push higher today, more tied to the crude oil markets pumping higher. We're up over almost $6 a barrel on crude oil, as you know the story. Not only is the Strait of Hormuz being a choke point, we are seeing the Red Sea having issues with a Saudi tanker ship being fired upon by the Houthis. That's why we're seeing this strength here in crude oil, which kind of fires up that bio effect, plus the temperatures warming up again this weekend or early next week. There is concern that it's the western areas, the Corn Belt, they're going to see their yields drift. We also know that the wheat tour rolling through North Dakota, finding a lot less wheat than last year and well below what the USDA put on our balance sheet for our wheat supplies. So now we have the wheat trimmed back for hard red winter wheat substantially this year. We have the soft red winter wheat that had some disease issues, and now the spring wheat. We're burning up in the western part of the state. Of course, the tour doesn't go that far into the western part of the state to put it into their tabulation. They always hang to the east where the majority of the production is. They kind of write off southwest North Dakota, which irritates a lot of people in that area of the state. But nonetheless, the yields are down. And so the wheat trade, the Black Sea story, continues to run. We've put a lot of gains on wheat last week, more gains this week. Nobody blew up anything else overnight, but the tensions are high over there with even the largest deep water port in the Black Sea, the Norusky port. Norusky stands for New Russian. That's where Ruski comes from. Just a little education there for you quick. But nonetheless, that is a concern. So the wheat trade retreating modestly today. And when I say modestly, I really mean modestly. Kansas City wheat right now down only 0.75 cents at 7.62¾. September, Chicago's off 6¼, 6.99½. While Minneapolis, September up 2¾, 7.31¾. December showing a gain of 2¼ cents, 7.54¾. This is not very far from a contract ties for Minneapolis wheat as well. Corn, December, up 3¾ cents, 4.48½. The November beans up 8¼, 12.47¼, the high today, 12.49½. All new contract highs as the market continues to break out from recent ranges. On the meal, we're up $1.20 a ton for December, 3.34.10. Bean oil, December, was sharply higher this morning to 73.82, and now it's just up 3 cents at 72.85. On the cattle trade, box beef today showing a little bit of an improvement after the beating it's taken this week. Up 72 cents on the choice, 364.22. Select up 216, 352.73. After a sharply lower opening this morning, the recovery bounce occurred after being so extremely oversold. Going into this Friday, we have a cattle on feed report after the close at 2 o'clock. Let's see here. On feed, 102%. That's because of the cattle being held back to be extra fat. Placements, a very wide number, but 98% is the average guess. The marketing's number at 97%. They're also going to pull forward for administrative purposes. Instead of releasing the semi-annual report next Friday after the close, they're going to do it tomorrow afternoon as well. Right now, looks like average estimates showing the herd down about 500,000 head from last year. Currently, August cattle up $1.80, 225. October gaining $1.60, 220.80. Higher by $1.35 on December cattle, 220.15. The feeders, August gaining 217, 343.35. September climbing $3.13, $339.40. November, 250 higher, 328.10. Let's take a look at the January feeders. Got down to 316.12 this morning. Currently higher by $2.30 to 322 even. $8 trading range on that January feeder cattle contract to show you how thin things are. On the hogs, climbing up 60 cents, August 102.05. October gaining 52 cents, 88.87. And over in that metal market, hammering that again today with, of course, the hostilities picking up everywhere you look. If it's not an Iran Strait of Hormuz thing, it's a Red Sea thing. If it's not a Red Sea thing, it's a cursed straight Black Sea thing. So today, down $103 on gold, $4,048. Silver down $2.35, $57.94. The dollar index is showing a 34-cent gain to 101.29. That is our highest level here that we've been over the last months. The Bitcoin July contract down 1,200 points at 64,810. And now as we look over at the crude oil market, showing a gain of $5.74, $92.57. Gasoline up 9¼ cents a gallon, $3.39. And diesel fuel, let's just call it 20 cents higher. It's up 19½ cents right now, $4.26½. Any questions? You can always find us at our website, heartlandinvest.com. Phone numbers are there to get a hold of us, access to our newsletter. It's also there as well. Heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.